This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Macaroonies. We...
Try again.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
And this is the second episode we've recorded today, so...
But is it the first that they're going to hear? I'm curious. I'm curious how it's going to come out in the wash.
We'll have to decide, but we'll see how our energy is.
I think in my head, it's funnier to release the second one first.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it'll actually play out that way.
Yeah, you might be right.
Do we think Drud listened to the last episode?
Nope.
Yep.
I mean, though,
it hasn't even been published. Or maybe it has been published again.
We don't know. If we tell Drud there was a guest, Drud might be more likely to listen.
That's not a bad...
When it's not just us.
Yeah, what the fuck is...
Literally.
Okay, here's my hot take. I'm allowed to take things personally.
Yeah.
But I'm also allowed to... But I also, get to realize that, someone might not have meant it personally.
Yeah. I think both of those things are true in this instance.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? I don't think...
What?
I don't think Drud puts the weight on...
Person and personally.
Yeah. The weight on her not listening as you put the weight on her not listening.
And I just think that makes it even worse.
Yeah, fair. There's also, lots happening right now.
You know when, the whole Mad Men thing of, you're the worst person I've ever met. And Don Draper's like, I don't even think of you.
Yeah.
Right?
That's kind of, yeah.
I feel like, I was thinking about this for some reason, but I feel like at our best... Drud and I are at our best when we're rivals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which has been most of your relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I miss it.
Yeah. I miss it too.
They gave me free tickets for something and I'm like, thanks,
really?
I guess.
You're like, I want you to give me the free tickets and then take them away.
Yeah.
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 We'll see what the energy is like at the wedding when you're there together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like,
they won't know anyone. Really not know anyone. They'll know.
They'll get along with...
Oh, yeah.
They've
I'm not
got the Spanish girl.
At the very
fuck,
least.
Those,
share a country
gonna,
of origin.
They're going to fucking be just talking about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you need to like someone is being from the same place.
I swear to God, it's what's going to happen.
It will probably help. I'm just more thinking at least you've met a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
So there's
but
just,
if I'm sitting beside Drud.
Probably you will be.
But what is that conversation going to look like? Oh, what's up, Drud? It's going to have to be
you'll
genuine.
Be fine.
Yeah, but if I'm happiest when we're beefing.
Then come up with something to beef about.
But I don't think that's very nice to, I don't think Drud likes it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so are you going to stay, are you going to Fernie? The night before now. Have you decided?
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Okay.
If I find a hotel for $60, I would consider it.
There's literally no way. Well, maybe this close.
Sorry for telling you my plan and what I was like. It's no skin off my nose if there are no hotels that are less that are $60 or less.
If you crash at the place Drud is staying, you could definitely start some beef the night before.
I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Like, that's a nice thing to A, like, we were talking about it in the office earlier this week, yeah. And they're like, yeah, if you come down, you can crash our hangout. And I was like, why are you being so nice to me?
I'll put it in Dredd's ear.
That I want them to be mean?
Yeah.
But they don't have to.
But like, I think they probably want to.
I don't know if they do. If they wanted to, they would show up to the fucking podcast.
To be fair, we haven't invited them back in a while.
What was
You know who doesn't talk about their dating life at all?
Dredd?
Dredd.
Me. Okay, I'm at the point where if I can get somebody to set me up on blind dates,
yeah.
I'll go on the dates,
yeah.
But only for the stories.
Person. Oh, what? For the story. Like, what? I thought you meant your friend. Only for your friend.
What? Like, I'll like, do it as a personal favor to my friend?
Yeah. I didn't know where you were going. I should have just let you finish, okay? I'm not emotionally attached to what my idea first was. It's okay that I was wrong.
That's funny.
Okay, so my question is, we had a guest, a real guest. I mean, Stefan is a real guest, but someone
who
doesn't...
He's also producer.
Yeah, he's also
last minute for any deals for any hotels from $39.
Okay, there you go. Okay, I'm sorry. Will they listen, our guest?
No, they said that they weren't.
They weren't going to listen.
Correct, because they don't want to listen to their voice.
Okay, will their friends listen?
I'll tell them about it.
We might get some new listeners.
We might.
Wow, that puts the pressure on us. I'm not just talking into the void anymore.
I think there are just so many things that I need to bring up.
Wait, today.
What? Yeah, today.
So you need me to stop talking about other things?
No, that I'm just like not going to be able to stop myself from inputting it whenever it comes up. I'm really proud of my sister.
Oh.
Yeah, she answered the call. We've talked about, I don't know if I told you about like how her son's birthday is coming up.
Maybe.
And he chose not to invite some people to his birthday party.
Good for him.
And well, he's 8, so.
Good for him.
But she was like a little stressed about it because it's like, how do you, $51. The Raging Elk Adventure Lodging.
Okay, let me look where it is.
I don't know that. But this is just for the Friday night.
I know, I'm just going to look. Keep talking.
Oh, it's like a pod.
Oh my God, please stay in it. Oh, it's like a hostel vibe?
But like a pod.
Please stay in the pod.
I don't mind.
That would be a good story.
That's my hostel.
Oh my God, I see them.
It's iconic.
Please stay in these pods.
People
this is great.
Fucking Ugh. Up on it.
Good for you.
What?
That was good.
Oh, thanks.
Oh my! Oh, these are like way better than normal pods. They're like, yeah, it's like a little room.
What do you know about pods?
I've seen some videos.
Nice.
Yeah. This is very funny.
That's relevant to our last or next episode.
Oh my God! Please stay here.
I don't mind it. What was I saying? Oh, and so she was like, "How? Like, what do I need to do? Do I like need to tell?" These kids' parents and they're like,
right, like
what is the right way to do it? Am I just doing this to like make myself
class,
feel
I'm
better?
Assuming.
I don't want to hurt their feelings, yeah. Blah blah blah. And I gave her great advice.
What did you say?
Because she wanted great advice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my advice was like, go to these people if you want and be like, I feel weird about something. So I just like wanted to like bring it up.
Yeah.
You know, not to like I would have worked on the verbiage.
Right.
But, you know, it's like lead with, hey, you know, this is just like making me feel something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let you know about mm-hmm. it because I think I'd want to know about it.
Yeah.
It was me or whatever.
Totally.
And she was like, I hope they just don't ever find out. That was how they left the, yeah. how she left mm-hmm. our conversation. But she was on a walk with one of these people. And at the end of the walk, she's like, something's been weighing on me.
So can I
gotta tell you.
Can I clarify something?
No.
So she is friends with the parents.
Yeah.
And then, but her son doesn't really like their kids.
Like he'll hang out with them.
Yeah.
But it's not like, it's not the.
Because he has to, not because he wants to.
And I think the other kid really likes him.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I just wanted to get that context.
So yeah, she she brought it up and talked about it, but not in like a everybody has to be happy kind of way. Yeah. But just, you know, no, she might not have brought it up
otherwise
before. So shout out Caitlin.
Good job, Caitlin.
I'm very proud of you.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do.
It is hard
Those
to do.
Conversations are, man, they're not fun.
No.
How was it received?
Fine-ish?
Yeah.
As good as it
Better maybe. Than probably what her brain was telling her it was going to be received as.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yep. So yeah, I'll book a pod. I like I'll hang out with like who
Dread.
who am I in that group?
Well, this is the thing. It's one thing when we hang out with a 25-year-old when it's just one person.
And it's another thing when you date one.
No, no, 25 is too old. Under.
18.
To 24.
Max.
Oh, 18.
I do have a running bit with a friend that Fucking is like, hell. Yeah, 18 is as old as I'll go now. And not because of like any like weird thing about
oh,
age,
of course
but just
not.
Because like the younger that you get, the easier they are to control.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's like, you're like 38 years old hanging with a bunch of 25-year-old women. I don't know.
Yeah, and if I'm just being mean to one of them,
they're like, what is this dynamic? Who
I
the
like,
fuck is this
yeah,
person?
Who am I
Yeah.
in that world? Other than just someone just like sitting there asking yeah. them what their birthdays are. Too old, too old, too old.
Oh, you're close. No, a little too old. Can you imagine if you went into the room and said, okay, birthdays, go. And then just literally said too old to their faces.
That's the fucking thing. Like,
oh my God.
I don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
I think that's really fucking funny.
I honestly
but like,
have
I don't
no
even have,
read on
Dredd's
friends.
I don't have
friends.
That relationship with Dredd.
Yeah, I have no read on Dredd's friends. Because I think Dredd uses the word friend for people that I would not use the word friend for. Not
Damn.
In a bad way. It's just like a different maybe definition.
One of my shame on me moments in a relationship is when I got referred to as a friend. Mm-hmm.
If you listen to a past episode, it was in there.
It was detailed fully.
Yes, it was.
And it's one of those things where would I in what world would I have been like, oh, you just want to refer to me as
yeah.
your friend? In what world would I be like, that is a deal breaker?
Yeah. But in what other world would another person come to you and say, this is how my partner is referring to me? And you'd be like, ooh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Shame
but
on
like,
me. Shame
it
on
also,
all of us.
That's the thing. Like, if we didn't talk about it, mm-hmm. if we didn't have a trip planned like the next week.
Yeah.
If that wasn't just kind of like the dynamic and like very understandable based off of what I knew
yeah.
about their bullshit.
Yeah.
It might have been different.
True.
Probably not though.
Maybe yeah, the timelines might have been different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you wanna I don't have any truths and lies.
Okay, well
I used mine up.
Come prepared.
I used mine up on the last one. Coming up with six is really hard.
So I have for those listening on the East Coast, you either have heard these before or you haven't. So the big news is that I did remember my two truths and a lie mm-hmm. from last week. Mm-hmm. So these are from last week.
Yeah.
I wish I had car ketchup.
Okay.
When I got McDonald's and they didn't give me ketchup.
Okay.
I was jealous that you had car ketchup.
That I had car
and
ketchup.
And I had no
yeah.
car ketchup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I watched my first Mr. Beast video, and it was really moving to the point of tears.
Yep.
And I had, nope. This is one that I had that I wasn't going to include,
oh, okay.
but it wasn't from last week. It was this week. I had an idea for a wedding gift, but it would be cheap, and that makes me feel bad.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm at with it.
Okay.
But I think you'd enjoy it.
Then that's, I don't think you have to put a price tag on it. Like, I don't think I have that expectation.
What if I give you like 1 month off of RSS? And
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause
and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Like, add that to
be
it.
Fair, I haven't been doing anything on RSS.
I have not been paying attention to my budget for the last couple months. So.
Oh, yeah.
And just in time for third paycheck month, so that's perfect.
And I definitely owe you money.
$12.
Well, and the mic stand things.
Fair.
Anyways, okay.
What
I'll say is that I don't think it's going to make me think you care about me less.
It would be a crocheted wine bottle holder.
Well, thanks for telling me.
Do you like it?
It's cute.
Okay.
Now, when does one use a crocheted wine bottle
when
holder?
When you're carrying wine to someplace.
Oh,
like I'm
I
taking
see. Like
it
an
on
actual...
a picnic, like a little purse.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not like a wine warmer.
Well, sorry, I was a little confused.
I
like,
did see a pattern that was basically a wine warmer,
like,
and I didn't understand.
Warm wine.
I think red wine's supposed to be, and it's not warm, but how much
drink,
is...
I also don't drink red
I
wine.
I think crocheted stuff keeps things warm by keeping the heat generated from the thing.
Right.
And if the wine is not generating heat,
then it would just
but
stay.
Fermentation is exothermic.
That's true. It would probably warm it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
And I've made a pitch for a surprise at the wedding to Stefan, and he has said yes. So I'm letting you know that something is coming, and I'm going to go right out with it. That is true. I am so excited just for the stress that that now puts on you of like what to expect. I want your mind racing.
Can I?
With and I would appreciate if you keep track of
all
how,
the things, I think.
Yeah.
Can I tell you my relationship with surprises?
No. Thank you for asking.
Okay. It would have made good content, but
okay,
we can
I'm listening.
On. No, we don't want to hear it.
I was just taking the piss.
Okay. I find I'm often disappointed.
By surprises?
Yeah, because what happens, I think it's, I don't know if I've talked about this before. I think it's an anxiety thing, but it's like a weird manifestation of anxiety where if I hear there's a surprise, my mind goes to every possible, whoa.
I wasn't expecting that.
That was magic.
Really?
Well, did it go over?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it didn't go over. My mind goes to every possible thing. And then it's usually not that thing. So I get disappointed. I have an example from recent history.
Okay,
and
I'm
listening. It's pretty good. So my uncle,
R.I.P.
he, no, actually not.
Unless, did that use your boogers?
Yeah, but let me see if I have a clean one.
You have a lot of Kleenex in your pockets.
I always
don't
have
you?
Kleenex in my yeah. pockets. I'm sorry, I don't
That's
have
That's such
one.
An old man thing
oh,
to do.
Oh, here.
Wow, this is the perfect wetness.
I know. I was using it to wipe off the table earlier.
Hell yeah.
So my uncle, this was like a while ago, probably a year ago.
Well, yeah, R.I.P.
He said that he had a surprise for...
Oh, don't trust his surprises.
No, just wait. Just wait.
Okay.
For Stefan and I, for the wedding. And he said, I don't want to tell you, but I want to make sure you're okay with it. So I'm going to run it by someone else. And I said, okay. And for context, my uncle's like rich as fuck.
Okay.
There's no other way to say it. He owns like a very successful tech
company. Oh,
he's
the Mac guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is he going to be at the wedding?
Yeah. He's awesome.
We should talk about it.
He owns a super successful tech company, but he's also like the least obnoxious. Like you would never really know. He's like super chill, not like a weird rich person.
Until he gives me a laptop.
Yeah, maybe. So my head goes to like, Not realistically. And this, I should be very clear that this is not what I expect.
A boat.
But where my brain goes. A yeah, boat. Like, we're going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's giving us a massive chunk of money. He's buying one of us a car. Which is, like, not what I actually expect, nor think I deserve, or, I mean, want. Of course you want those things. But you know what I mean? It's not like I'm...
It'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm not like, I think this is what this surprise should be, but that's where my brain goes.
Yeah.
I later find out what the surprise is.
It's not going to be good, is it?
And it's because he broke up with his girlfriend, who was supposed to be coming to the wedding, also a while ago. And after that, I found out what the surprise was.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend is Greek. And the surprise...
Was he gonna propose?
No.
Okay.
The surprise was her doing a Greek dance at the wedding.
That's like a very Michael Scott thing.
And the and I was like, okay. And the funny thing about it is I was talking to a friend at it, like, kind of right after I'd found this out. And she was like, you know what's funny is if someone said that they had a surprise for the wedding, first place my mind goes is it's like a song or a dance or a performance.
It's fucking funny.
And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, that is literally the first thing I would think.
Wow.
So I would not be surprised that the Greek dance. But
does she know your uncle is rich?
Yeah, they broke up. So we're not getting Greek dance anymore. And my brother told me and was like, I think you're probably relieved.
But we also didn't tell him no before.
Well, and this is the
you
thing.
Can't
like
say no
it would have
that.
Come
That's
from
cultural.
A very genuine place from his girlfriend, which would have been sweet.
Yeah.
Would it have been really awkward?
I would have
for
put
sure.
my whole fucking ass into hyping that up.
And I appreciate that. His girlfriend also was like not the most popular among some of our family and family friends.
Or even in her own relationship,
I
guess.
The way she presented herself.
Greek.
No. I'll show you a picture later. But she was...
Wait, what?
To all of her credit...
You think she was ugly?
No. No, just not really. Not my type. Yeah, to all of her credit, very sweet, very genuine, trying to be part of the family, which
just
is very
a bit
sweet.
Homely.
No, that's not really the vibe. I'm going to show you now because we've talked about it.
Yeah,
because
I can't
I'm trying
understand
to, like,
what's going on.
Be careful about what I say because I also, not that I think
I've said a lot.
My uncle's ever going to listen to this, but I like don't think she was a bad choice, but they did break up and I think it was for the best. She wasn't like, I don't think she treated him very well.
Did he end it or did she end it?
He ended it.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that someday.
But like, yeah, it was good. Oh, he has stripped her from his... social media. Let's see if I can.
Do you have your mouse over your recording thing?
No, I don't. I'm good.
Thank God.
And anyways, yeah, so there was that.
That's his baby. She's iconic.
And then
got Greek salad feta on it.
But what I'll also say is I also do this when I've never heard about the surprise. That there's no surprise presented, and I just think that someone might do a surprise for us. Like, Stefan's brother is staying here next week.
Yeah.
And they're staying, they don't come till Fernie till Friday. Okay. So they're going to be here. We leave on Thursday morning. So they're going to be here for a full day without us here. And I'm like, are they going to decorate the house for when we get back?
Yeah.
But like, that has not been indicated. There's no reason that should happen. But if it's not decorated when we get back, there's going to be a tiny bit of disappointment, which is my problem. No one
else's. I get it.
Anyways.
I think that's like a beautiful thing where you're just like opening the door for people to...
Disappoint me.
to give you something that would mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they never take it. Probably because they don't know that it's an option.
Yeah.
But okay, do you think that a surprise that I would plan would be a worthy surprise? It wouldn't be like the best. I think if I told you I was planning a surprise,
not
you would not
Hawaii.
Be like, I'm buying you a boat.
Yeah, that is true. We do work in nonprofit. Do you want to move here? Are you okay in the sun?
It's fine for now.
Okay.
But yeah, do you believe that I would be able to put together a surprise that is actually a surprise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this case, I honestly have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even begin to imagine what this surprise would be. Like, I'm trying to make my brain do the thing where it comes up with everything, and I honestly have no idea.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You would think that I would have to, like, convince or persuade Stefan.
And you
like,
did
it's not. It's not something that,
right.
like, planning a surprise
right.
for the bride at a wedding yeah. where you're at table 12 of 13.
11 of 12. No, 10 of 11.
Oh, okay. Okay. We've killed, like, a whole table. This yeah. is perfect. At table 10 of 11, that you would, again, like, I'm not family.
Yeah.
That I would need to, like, really pitch it.
Yeah.
I told him the idea, and he was on board. He was like, that's perfect.
Okay, I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
Is it going to impact the timeline? Like, does my MC need to know?
I think that's a little too much
information.
Because
Stefan is not really involved in the timeline. So ask for my MC's email from him if you need it.
The timing might not be what you think.
Please don't try to walk me down the aisle.
I will not commit to that
yeah, yeah.
because we've already committed right. to me
well,
walking
you've
you
committed.
Down the aisle.
You've committed. Let's make that very clear.
Okay, so that's one of them.
Okay, and it's true. Obviously. Can you imagine if we just went through all of this and you were like, actually, no, it's a lie. okay. Oh, I'm trying to remember. What were the other
Car Ketchup, and I watched a Mr. Beast video.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Man, I don't know. Car Ketchup? That's such a random thing for you to lie about. I'm going to say it's a lie. I'm going to say you had ketchup. Mr. Beast video. I think you think I would think it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But you're sensitive. Throwback to the last episode.
Or the next episode.
Maybe
this is what the title of this episode will be. The last episode or the next episode.
I like that. So I think you... Man, I really don't know. I'm just going to say true, but I kind of think
heart.
It's a lie. So I'm going to say true.
I wish you would have guessed true for all of them.
Oh, really?
Do you want to switch your answer?
Are they
As
all
like
true?
A pre-wedding gift?
No, I'm okay being wrong.
Okay. It goes lie, lie, true, lie.
Is the surprise is a lie?
Stupid.
This is way too stressful. I Woo! Did not like that emotional journey.
At one point, I was like,
"Well, now
maybe
I'm
I should plan a
there is
maybe
no
I
surprise.
Should plan a surprise."
What would you surprise me with? If
I think it would be Lion King themed.
Cute.
Like, get the groomsmen to do like some Lion King Broadway.
There's literally no way.
No, I believe that. I believe that there's no way, but
did
that
you
would
know,
be what the idea.
I
would...
did tell you that we're going to see it at the Jubilee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
But I was right on the first two.
Yes,
Why?
You were. I did have Car Ketchup, and I really understood the power of Car Ketchup when
okay.
I didn't have ketchup
okay.
from McDonald's, and I was able to be like, fuck yeah, I got, good thing I kept this ketchup in my car the entire time.
Okay.
And then I did watch a Mr. Beast video.
Yeah.
It was like 30 minutes long.
Oh,
it was like
so long.
This guy had this challenge of like losing, I don't know if it was like 100 pounds in
a
year.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't watch the video, but I saw.
I honestly have never even seen an ad for a Mr. Beast video. I didn't know what the whole vibe was.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help.
Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
But yeah, had to lose 100 or whatever pounds.
And he got money at the end, I'm assuming. Yeah.
I had a year to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like working out. He's got this personal trainer. He's like had some like grief because his dad had died like a year before.
Okay.
And his personal trainer is like, you know, it's like there's a very special relationship for. I mean, because this guy's like locked in this house and isolated for the entire year, right?
Yes, yes.
And then the personal trainer dies.
Shut up.
No, the personal trainer fucking died.
No fucking way.
And like, it's crazy.
So someone has to go in and tell him that his trainer died?
Yeah. And it's not as brutal as it could have been, but it was brutal.
God.
Like, imagine, like, this was like, again, it's like a special relationship.
Well, especially if that's the only person you've been talking to, basically, for a year.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
It was rough.
That's so rough.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now I think I have to watch the video.
Yeah.
I don't want to promote Mr. Beast.
Spoilers.
I don't think
Mr. Beast is living or dying on our implicit or explicit promotion or personal views.
Very true. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I know what I'm doing later.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. And then, the surprise was a lie. I didn't realize the rooster had a butthole.
It does have a butthole. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like,
it's a choice.
Well, it is a choice, but it also implies that it's covered in buttholes.
Oh, yeah, because it's the same design as some of the other designs.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that was a really big emotional journey, and I didn't like it.
I loved it.
Now I'm disappointed. Fun. There is no surprise.
You know, welcome to the
world of emotion.
Welcome to the world, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess you're going to be going on your own emotional journey.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Oh, man.
You should watch Westworld. It's all about pain.
Yeah, right. For our other podcast where we review Westworld or a lot of TV shows.
Right. I forgot that you were semi-interested.
Semi-interested. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know if I have truths and lies.
I want to try to, okay, you keep vamping. You're doing great.
No, you vamp so I can come up with truths and lies.
Okay, so I finally finished the first season of Westworld last night.
Okay.
And I want to, it's just like, it just really speaks to me, you know? It's all about the consciousness of these robots and like the awakening.
Yep.
But it's just describing like human awakenings as well. Bye, Stefan. Love you.
Bye.
You don't tell him you love him?
I love him.
What if it's
I
the
love
last
you.
Time? Aw. That's so cute. When you guys get married next week.
Yeah.
And you say your vows.
Yeah.
Have you fully are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Why?
Am I sure?
Yeah.
God, really?
Well, I'm like kind of asking as a joke, but I think it's also...
I think you just give a review of our vows on the next episode of the podcast.
One idea I had for this episode or next episode or last episode was to like pretend like we had just... like we are recording...
After the wedding,
it was like last night was so fun. And when you guys like said your vows, I like I had a little tear in my eye, and then Drud looked over at me and said, "Don't be a baby." Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, we are so fucking back."
There's no way Drud cries.
Here's a quote from the last episode or the season finale.
Okay.
It was Arnold's key insight that the thing that led hosts to their awakening was suffering, the pain that the world is not as you want it to be.
Okay.
It's not as
I was only heavy as it was the first time.
That's fine. But yeah, good shit.
I've got one so far.
Nice.
Do you want me to say it? Because it's all I have right now.
Let me see if I've got anything I can vamp with in my podcast topics.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, do you want me? Maybe I can do my iconic things.
No, I need to be very present. Kay. And I also think should we tape it for a reel and like put a video?
Okay.
Should we?
But can we do that after we record or?
Sure. Or while we're recording.
Yeah.
You can do it while we're recording.
That's not a bad idea.
I wish I'd saved something about the iconic things.
I put my laundry away.
You did tell me that.
It just happened last night.
You told me? I feel like you told me
about it. I started putting my laundry away.
Jesus.
It was a week-long pursuit. But I guess it doesn't matter to you now. But 8 injuries from Ultimate last week. That was from last episode or next episode. Do you ever get afraid of escalators?
I feel like I used to, but not anymore. It's been a long time since I watched that Final Destination, so I'm good.
Why do I have fatbergs in my podcast?
I don't know.
Fatbergs. I don't know if...
I don't know.
Do you think that refers to fat burger?
That's what I thought. Okay, I've got 3.
Iconic.
Are you ready? I don't even think I've heard that song.
I didn't really understand what lip gloss on it meant until I saw a picture.
Did she kiss like her phone a lot?
No, the phone case like literally has a place to store her lip gloss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, are you ready?
Sometimes the best poetry is just reflections of what's real.
Anyways.
Anywho.
So, first one.
Yeah.
I just finished season 3 of Stranger Things. That's not the truth or a lie. That's just the truth.
That's okay, but here's the thing.
It is just a truth.
I just did that. I just did
I've got
that
the rest. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
The rest is the actual thing. It is kind of as bad as people say it is in comparison to the other seasons. So that's number one. Number two, I'm not going to talk to my supervisor about the work stuff.
Nice.
Number three.
Pussy.
I'm feeling pretty prepped for the wedding.
Nice.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Okay.
Stranger Things bad. Not going to talk to your supervisor. And feeling prepped for the wedding. Lie, true.
I really need to switch it up.
Was it?
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah. It's definitely not as good as the other seasons.
Well.
It's just not. Like, there's some weird stuff that I think is pretty unnecessary.
Yeah, the whole Demogorgon porn side plot was a bit much.
A bit much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just have such easy access to the porn industry that it's just unfair. Also a throwback or a throw forward.
Throwback, throw forward.
But
what does it mean? We either know or don't know.
But like have you seen season 3? Have you seen season 3?
Yeah, I've seen it all.
So
not encyclopedically.
Yeah, that's fair. The last couple episodes when they're in the mall and like all the big like climax stuff is happening.
Oh, this is when Billy dies.
Yeah,
right?
It's when Billy dies. Okay. It's just like so visually appealing.
Oh, cool.
It's like just so, it's very neon-y, but like dark neon. Like it's just a really. Yeah.
It scratches an aesthetic itch.
Yeah. Like before I rewatched the season, I had such a clear image of those episodes and it was very similar to that. So I was like, this is not as bad as people. It is not the best, but there's definitely unnecessary stuff going on. But like,
oh no.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare they?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not going to talk to my supervisor. Not anytime soon anyways.
Oh, I call that a lie.
Oh, did you call that a lie?
Yep.
Oh, it's the truth.
Oh.
So a couple things going on for me. I'm only going to work once next week.
Mm.
She is getting married this weekend.
Really?
Oh, I didn't tell you this. She's throwing a surprise wedding.
Oh, your supervisor.
Yeah.
No, I was there.
Okay.
I was thinking your director.
No, super. Well, I'm going to have a conversation with my supervisor before my director, I think. And like say, I think I'm going to bring this up.
Yeah.
But now that we've lost one staff member to going on an abrupt leave is what it seems like. I don't know. Maybe you know more than me. No. They fired another person.
R.I.P.
I'm like, I don't think this needs to be on her plate right now.
We might have to quack that.
We can talk about it offline and we can quack it. There's just been a lot going on at work. And
yeah.
I've got like, I think originally I was going to talk about it in our supervision next week on Tuesday. But I'm like, she's probably hopefully in like post-wedding bliss. I'm hopefully
disgusting.
In pre-wedding bliss.
Disgusting.
And I don't know if that's the energy I want to bring. If it comes up, like if maybe there's a question around like, I don't know. If it comes up, I'll bring it up. But I don't think I'm going to go in with the intention of bringing it up.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I just don't think it's the time.
And this is where what we were talking about either last week or the week before that.
Mm-hmm.
About following your instincts.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think that needs to be on her plate right now.
Yeah, and it's like, what, you know, if you can, you're in,
yeah.
in one day next week, you're barely doing any work as it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, barely. Literally, I can hardly focus on work.
Which is like your vibe.
Yeah. Though she loves my work ethic.
People are stupid.
Yeah, for sure. It is funny because on one hand, I could do more work. And on the other hand, the important work that I do, like the sessions and talking mm-hmm. to people, that stuff I do really well.
That's the most important part.
Exactly. So like, while I feel some guilt on my work ethic in other areas, it's like less, I'm going to guess she's inside. I feel less guilt because I know at least that part, I'm very well prepared. I'm good at it. Like I don't just like phone it in. That's the term I'm looking for. I don't just phone it in for that part of my job.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm good at that part.
Hi, puppy.
I know, it's so hot.
Look at you.
And you're hot too, Rue.
I was napping.
Yeah. So after she told me the news about work, she did like immediately followed up with, but you don't have to worry, like, I'm very happy with your work, blah 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 blah. Which is nice. And I told that to her because I was like, that's kind of the first thing you think when something mm-hmm. happens that you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So anyways. And then pretty prepped for wedding. Yeah, honestly, I'm feeling pretty good.
Nice.
There's a few things that I know I was supposed to add to my list to do yesterday that I've now forgotten.
Mm.
So that they'll come into my brain at some point.
Yep.
But yeah.
And hopefully if they don't, not deal breakers.
Yeah. Probably not. Yeah, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm really glad. I'm really glad that you're not one of those people who is like, I gotta trash this show that I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
We've talked about this before. Yeah. Yeah, like there was definitely plot lines in season 3 that didn't really get explained or make sense. And I think season 3, was I talking to you about this, the secret pilot?
No.
I think that's in season 3 where Eleven goes to Chicago or Toronto or somewhere and meets up with those other people. I thought it was Chicago, but then someone said Toronto, so I think it made. But anyways, and it was a horrible episode, and I think like most people agree it's one of the worst episodes of TV that exists. And it is just a secret pilot.
Oh.
I think was the, they were trying to like, it's any of...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help.
Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I didn't really think about this, but I think...
Secret pilot for what?
They were trying to do a spinoff.
Oh.
About this group of characters.
Oh, okay.
I think, like, most TV shows, when there's just an episode that's so random and they introduce like a ton of new characters, you're like, what the fuck? Are just all like secret test pilots.
Interesting.
And it didn't go well. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And then like the people eating fertilizer, that didn't really get explained. I didn't really understand that part.
Well, it's fiber.
Sure. Yeah. But otherwise, I had a good time.
One of my favorite things to do with TV is to treat it a little bit like real life and be like, what the fuck was this?
Yeah.
And these are just like some random ass people. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. And I think when you compare it to season 4, which is such a good season and like very goes back to kind of the, I don't know, it feels more like a season 1 vibe.
Yeah.
Even though it's less monster, more person monster.
Yeah.
It's still like, it's just so good.
But then are we condemning things to be what they were at the beginning?
It's true.
And not letting them grow.
It's true. I think maybe it's just the fact that typically a first season of a show is of a short show, like a short lived series, is usually one of the better seasons.
Yeah.
And I think they've got some of that tone back in the fourth season, like the more horror-y.
Yeah. You love the horrors, don't you?
Yeah. I like the horrors. You know, it's a hard
word.
Now
that the kids got older, it's good.
Yeah, so that's what I got.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I love it. We've talked about how I get annoyed when people are like...
Just ripping things apart.
No, but specifically like, it has its... It's not perfect, but, you know, it's still a good season of TV.
Yeah, it's like justifying.
When was anything ever perfect?
Yeah, so true.
Other than me in my personal and professional life all the time.
Of course.
Yes. Iconic?
Sure.
Okay. How do you want to do the reel?
I don't know. Should we just... Well, like, if we want to be popular, we take a video of it.
Okay. So do you want to use the same phone?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you record and then you pass the phone back.
Oh, yeah,
and
we could do
that.
Record, yeah.
And then we'll just like keep going back and forth.
Oh, sure. Do you want to do it that way?
Kay.
I need my phone up because I have them written down and I can't
remember them. Also, okay, so I'll record yours. You record mine.
Okay. Okay.
Do you want to go first or do you
it
like my
matter.
Shirt? Do you like my shirt?
I do like your shirt. For all the listeners, it says Bitch Club.
Bitch Club.
And it's camo and
it's
cropped.
It's a camo crop top.
Yeah. I like it. One of the names, like my brother is, Jeremy is one of my wedding party.
Shout out to Jeremy. I'm also one of the wedding party.
Yeah, sure. That's a surprise. And we brainstormed a variety of names. We landed on Bridesman.
Oh, okay.
But Bride's Bitch was in there for a while.
I like Bride's Bitch.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
I was wondering where that story came from and where it was going.
So,
but it
do you
made
think,
sense.
Should we just video both of us, like prop the phone somewhere? Or what do you think?
No, I think going back and forth.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to do an intro. Like, hey, Janet, you know, like that Justin Bieber song about. About Hailey Bieber, where he's like, "That's my baby, she's iconic."
iPhone
case,
lipstick on it,
lip gloss on it. You know that song?
Yeah, I know that song.
Okay, so what would yours be for me?
Oh, I'm reading mine for you.
Well, you kind of have to.
Okay.
keep the, so you can stop recording.
Okay.
And then I'll start recording you.
Okay.
And then you'll be like,
okay, are you ready?
How zoomed in do you want me
not
to be?
Not super zoomed in. I'm not really made for camera today.
Like this?
Yeah, I like that. Okay, my first one is my weakest one.
Okay.
Should I give you all four or just one at a time?
One at a time.
Okay. That's my Jimmy.
I hate it. Can we not do that?
Okay, that's my co-host.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah.
He's iconic.
Uh-huh.
Palace raves. Give electronic.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Okay, now you record me.
That was the least funny one. Okay. Go for it.
Are you going to ask what mine would be for you?
Oh, yeah. What are yours for me?
Let me think. Okay. That's my co-host. She's iconic. Resting bitch face is so chronic.
Oh, I like that one. That was a good one.
Okay, now I'll record you.
Okay.
The reel is going to be so, so much different than the podcast version.
Okay, I got my next one.
I do keep zooming in, so.
Okay. That's my co-host. He's iconic. He's in hell. Not ironic.
Hey.
Okay.
I've got, that's my co-host. She's iconic. Loves her own voice. Makes me catatonic.
Rude.
That was the first two were my least favorite.
Okay. It was a little mean. That's okay. My next one's really mean. Okay. My next one. That's my Jimmy. No.
Stop. No.
Okay, try again. I forgot because that's how it's written. Okay. I don't like it either. As soon as you start saying it out loud, it's pretty bad. Okay. That's my co-host. He's iconic. Meeting people purely platonic. It was so mean.
It's good. imagine being called Jimmy in bed.
Mm? What did you just say? I was not present. What did you just say?
I was dating somebody, and they tried to call me Jimmy in bed.
Oh,
I was like, I don't know. That's not.
That's not for
not
me.
The appropriate use of the nickname.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, this one zoomed in a lot too. Okay, go for it.
I did move forward.
Oh.
That's my co-host. She's iconic. Got engaged somewhere exotic.
Ooh, cute.
Yeah, now I'm getting more proud of them.
Yeah, that was good. Okay. I've got my last one. That's my co-host. He's iconic. Obsessed with himself. Rely on it.
Hell fucking yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
If you ain't your biggest fan...
What are you doing?
Okay. Well, you might be going through some stuff.
That's true.
And.
Okay.
Last I've got, that's my co-host. She's iconic. Loves a cocktail. Liver's jaundiced.
That is, could be false news. We're not sure.
False news. Jeez.
My liver's probably fine.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe one day.
I don't have to believe in these for them to be...
funny.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was fun.
We did good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably did yours without the help of ChatGPT.
I did the first two. I did the same thing where I asked what rhyming words with iconic are.
Yeah.
And they're weird words.
Yeah, they were not great.
Yeah.
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 That was good, though.
Yeah.
We came up with some good ones.
Good job. Nice work. No scaries.
No scaries. Are we done?
I don't have anything else.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else either.
I'm warm.
Next time, I know it's warm. Yeah. Next time we record, I'll be married.
Hopefully.
True.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah, let's do a little anything that we need to be talking about. Hope you either enjoyed our guest Ashley last week
or
get ready for our guest Ashley next week.
Yeah, exactly. Either way, good times.
Either way.
We're had.
Yeah. She's really, really game.
Yeah, very game, very open.
Did not need to be convinced at all.
I like that.
About anything.
It's a good energy.
Came in, was not...
hesitant.
No.
Very open. Fun.
Because it's a weird situation meeting someone for the first time.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah.
And then being like, I guess I'm going to speak into a microphone.
Well, and that you guys are sports team friends.
Sports team friends,
not
yeah.
hanging out all the time friends.
No.
So... there you go.
Yeah. Platonic.
Platonic, of course. Oh, goodness. Okay.
Okay, fuck me, but apparently don't.
I wrote it and I was like, wow, it's mean, but I think it's funny.
You know, I think the as much as I would just love to get my hands on somebody.
Yeah.
The platonic.
That's a weird way to phrase it, but okay, keep going.
But it's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your problem?
It just, it sounds very just like.
You don't just like get that urge to put your hands on somebody?
Yeah, I guess so.
Ew.
Double standard much?
No, it's just I know who you want to put your hands on. I saw a deck of cards in your.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware you
had sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't tell me those things.
Hey, you're the one who brought it up.
You know, this podcast episode, it wasn't perfect.
No.
It has its flaws, like talking about sex.
Sex. God.
Should we talk gross. About sex more?
Maybe. You know what's funny is if I'd found that deck of cards at your house, probably would have just pretended I didn't see it. Actually, maybe not, but that is, like, more my vibe.
Would you have pretended that you didn't see it, or would you have, like, blocked it out?
No, I would have just pretended and then been, like,
is it a
awkward.
Serious deck for you, or is it, like,
it's unopened, so I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I assume it was new.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Hmm?
Yeah.
100,000 fantasies.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
That's too many.
Three games to play.
Oh, my God. That's too much, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well... I feel like there's a thread here.
Okay. Can't grasp it. Spinning away.
People are into things that I'm not into.
Yeah.
But is it my fault? Like, should I be more open?
No.
Should I be more experimental?
I don't think you have to be.
Okay. I was watching a TikTok and it was Dave Franco and Alison Brie.
Oh my God, I've seen so
much
about of their
how
content.
they met.
Okay.
Or like how they got together.
Okay.
And it was like they were making a one word story for
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, okay.
And apparently they shared some Molly beer.
Oh.
And I was like, shit.
They are.
Would I ever do that? With
someone you just met.
Yeah, what
interesting.
What mind frame would I have to be
right
in to either offer Molly beer to someone or
yeah.
But I think like one of the big things is the come down from Molly probably better when you're not in hell.
True.
Yeah.
True. They're fun.
Yeah.
Their content.
And I'm
fun.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Envious.
Yeah. That's fair. I kinda am too.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay. You got anything else?
Nope.
Till next time.
No scaries.
Bye. Bye.